MaxZone.com.
The views expressed on Max World are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of its management, its trash man, the electric guy, the person who fills the vending machines, the guy who fixes our van, the kid who cuts our grass, the woman who brings us cookies, the guy who worked for food on the corner, or any other person of sound mind. Should you be offended, please call Mac. After all, it is Max World.
Starring Rooster McRoberts.
Everybody, everybody, let's get it started. Let's get it started.
You can reach Mac right now at MaxWorldLive.com.
MaxWorldLive.com.
Places, please. Quiet down. And here we go.
This is Max World. Max World. Max World.
All right. All right. Good morning. We are live. It is a minute after 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday, the second day of June, in the God's year of 2009. We are live in MaxWorldLive.com, and we appreciate you tuning in and listening. Whether you're listening on TalkZone.com, which is a internet platform that is worldwide. And by the way, if you are listening out there and you've thought someday you'd like to do your own radio show and you just didn't know how the mechanics would work.
Call me.
Or if you... I don't think your mic's on.
You did that intentionally, didn't you?
I did. Well, no, you grabbed the wrong mic. That's mic four anyway.
Okay.
Thank you. All it takes to be able to do a local radio show or a radio show is a passion about something. Being on the radio, quote unquote, being on the radio wears off. The shine comes off the apple, the honeymoon's over, however you want to say that. What are you laughing at?
The honeymoon's over. Well, let me tell you what, baby, the honeymoon's been over for about 5 months.
But so being on the radio is a job, and it may only seem fun and wonderful and exciting to you, but it does require you to be passionate about something. But you are. You're passionate about something. I don't know what it is. You give me 6 minutes on the telephone with you, or eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly, and I'll nail what you're passionate about. It's not too hard to find. You just got to peel back all the protective layers that you have, and then you find out what you're passionate about. And TalkZone.com is a great place to record a show, send it to them, all electronic. These guys are great at doing this. And then have your show broadcast on that national platform. It's a wonderful opportunity to really expose yourself to a world of the internet radio, which is, I got to tell you, I spent 31 years in terrestrial radio. I'll be in terrestrial radio again as a syndicated talk show host, as we are now. But the internet radio is the future, with Verizon and some of the carriers next year introducing what they're calling long-term empowerment, or LTE. Basically, wherever you get that cell phone signal, wherever your CrackBerry comes in, you're now going to be able to get Wi-Fi. And there are manufacturers right and left. We literally get an email a week or a product mention a week about manufacturers that are developing audio for, internet radios for your cars, for your home. We're going to have one sitting here in the studio not too long that is the slickest little deal that we just got an email on last week.
Well, hold on. I'm checking.
In fact, I blogged about it. If you go to our website, I blogged about it.
Right on the front page. Here's an interesting point that you brought up the other day, Mac, and I'm checking with a buddy of mine. Hopefully he's going to get back to me. But you told me that all of the truckers, big riggers, you know, the 18-wheel jobbers, you know, the guys that are trucking on down the interstate, that they're all hooked up to Wi-Fi 24/7.
A lot of them are.
Because that's a part of their company's function to keep track of them, speed, checkpoints, the whole bit. And so I'm asking him, I'm asking Charlie if that's really working, like in his truck, because I think he works for somebody else, but I'm not 100% sure. How cool is that? You know, but I do know that he's going online, or said he was going online, and he wouldn't say it unless he meant it, and he's downloading us from our site, which you can do to your iPod, to your iPhone. Like, I carry an iPhone, unlike Mac that carries a CrackBerry that doesn't do anything. My iPhone does everything. It did this morning: bacon, eggs, biscuits. Apple butter, little molasses. I was doing pretty good. My apple does it all.
There will be a day when your apple will be a really expensive fad, like a pet rock, and the BlackBerry or some form of it will be the mobile communicator.
No, I don't think so. But let me make
Dr. McCoy had a BlackBerry on Star Trek. Spock, that's the apple that was had by the aliens.
And who blew up the Enterprise? in one of the shows.
Anyway.
I have no idea. I'm not even a Star Trek fan, by the way.
So my point was that if you tune in every day and you listen to this and you think there's some type of magical space, some skill or talent between what we do here every day and that you couldn't do it.
Yeah, watch Mac.
You're dead wrong.
Yeah, watch Mac.
You're dead wrong. I have spent an entire career coaching talent. I have spent an entire career bringing people from the outside to the inside, and they become amazing radio personalities or communicators or whatever it is. So if I can help you anyway on that, let me know, because we're on the platform of TalkZone.com for you to be able to do that and make it financially feasible and become a part of a really great organization called TalkZone.com.
That's right.
All right, I wanted to show you something the other day, and I didn't have time. I snuck into Rooster's house the other day with Mrs. McRooster, and these are the little roosters they've got growing there. They've got a nest. See, multiple people, Mrs. Mack and I, we have a bed which had sheets, and it has pillows and all that. No, Mrs. McRoberts and Rooster have a nest. And this was a little get-together. You're a swinger, apparently, because there's four of you in there.
No, that's not what I am, by the way. I was much more disturbed with an earlier statement that you made about that you peel back the layers and expose yourself.
Yes, I do.
That's really scary to me, and I'm asking the guys to build a wall between you and I.
Would you like to see my colonoscopy?
No,
I've got a film on that, too.
No.
I do, really, here.
I know you do. Nobody wants to see your colonoscopy. God knows that it just makes me ill to even. You're not going to do this, are you?
No, I'm not going to show my colonoscopy. Don't worry.
Yeah, he did this about 3 weeks ago, and we had a very dear friend of ours, Tom Coates. And if Tom, you're on, I'm sure you'll let
you overplay this.
No, he absolutely
he did
about
not.
He may have done it too.
No, he
I think
did
he
not.
Threw,
no,
I think
he didn't.
I think he threw up in his mouth. I mean, it was that disgusting.
It's too early in the morning to talk about that kind of stuff.
But you're the one that's talking about colonoscopies, for crying out loud.
Here's Rooster the other day trying to pick flowers for Mrs. McRoberts.
Who the hell gave him the ability to play with video?
She's got him in. She's got him caged. By the time he gets home, he's got a little bark bracelet on. I mean, she's got him hammered down. But this is him trying to pick flowers in their backyard. Coming from the maybe not. I think
no,
it's,
that's you know, I
these flip phones are these flip cameras are amazing.
I know, and I hadn't shaved that morning, so that was probably part of the problem there as far as that goes. But anyhow,
The other thing is, if you're listening to this radio program on TalkZone.com, we invite you to check out our website at Max World Live. That's MACSWORLD. LIVE.com, MaxWorldLive.com, and we have a video component to our show. Obviously, we were just talking about it. I should have said this before that. But it is a four-camera system, all in HD, and it broadcasts many different things for us. We're able to show different effects. There, the both of us are side by side.
That's right.
When we have a guest, we can put the guest picture up like that. The different logos of the different radio shows that we have throughout the day. Of course, after our show's over, Des Moines Local Live starts, which is all local programming here from Des Moines.
And you've got the wrong times.
Well, I haven't got the new thing yet.
Mandy sent you the Dropbox. It's in the Dropbox.
Okay.
You know, need to get it together.
For those people who have been basically inundated with technology at one point in their life, that's what's happened to me here in the last 6 months. I'm an individual who, quite frankly, before the end of last year, barely got through voicemail. I still had a flip phone, didn't text, didn't Twitter, didn't Facebook, didn't Space Me. No, Spacebook. No, what's that called? MySpace.
MySpace.
Didn't do any of that stuff. Now I literally spend my days operating this equipment that is, quite interesting all the way around between all the cameras and the videos and everything that we do. And also, it is now on the Internet, and I'm blogging. I belong to, what did I tell you the other day, 57 social networks or something
Social
like
networks.
That.
And here's a guy, that gives new meaning to rent a friend. okay?
No.
He's out there.
No.
I mean, you talk about a swinger flapping in the breeze. This is Mac, man. He's out there going, yeah, I'm the Big Mac man. Check me out. You want to follow me on Tweet?
No, it's not Ping. It's not that way. It's all business. I don't rent a friend. In fact, I'll tell you, I got chewed out the other day.
Here's why I got chewed out. Okay.
When somebody asked me to befriend them on Facebook, I always come back and say, how do we know each other? Now, sometimes it's people you both know, and so I can go back and see. But the other day, somebody befriended me, and I said, how do we know each other? And he said, came back and said, we don't. And so I didn't add him as a friend. And then I got another message from him that he's a listener from the Reno, Nevada area, and he misunderstood my question, which was, how do we know each other? And he was talking about face-to-face. So I'm very particular on the number of people that I have on my Facebook and my followers. If you tell me you're a listener, I'll put you on Facebook.
I got no problem
with that.
Absolutely.
Because we update Facebook, we tell people what the programs are going to be about and things like that.
Absolutely.
But if you just go to Mac McCoy, M-A-C-M-C-K-O-Y, I think we have a Max World Live, don't we also?
Yes, Max World Live. Yes, we do.
Who's operating that? Because I'm not.
Yes, you get a copy of everything on Max World Live.
But who's doing that? I'm not.
Mandy Lynn.
Oh, Mandy Lynn is.
Yeah,
okay.
Mandy Lynn.
Thank
does
God
that.
For Mandy Lynn. What would we do without her?
We would be screwed.
We would be screwed and tattooed.
Yes.
All right. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk about gun control, and it is a subject that is near and dear to your heart.
Yep, mine. That's for sure.
This would be a passion for you.
I would say so. Yeah.
For me, it's more about the Constitution that makes it passionate. It's not about the individual quality of our gun control or our gun policies here in America. It's a constitutional issue for me. So, interesting conversation. You can join in if you want at 1-888-463-6748. That's at TalkZone.com. It's our toll-free number, 1-888-463. Go for it. Oh, no, wait, back up. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Sorry.
There you go.
You can also go to our website at MaxWorldLive.com, and we have a chat that goes right there. And you can come in and join the chat as Brad and Grandpa Doug and folks from Grinnell have. You're always welcome to do that, and that you can find at MaxWorldLive.com. So when we come back, boom, boom, shoot 'em up. Oh, here, let me get a slide. Let's put up your slide of your big favorite grill that you built. That's a Harley with a grill on it. And can you imagine that coming down the road at you? That thing must be real light in front. Is it made out of plastic or something?
No, it isn't. That's made out of heavy gauge steel.
But how does
baby.
The front end not come down? It's got no wheel up there. You just ride a wheelie around all the time?
I am so good at the way I ride. I can kick the front out.
Come on.
And I'm gone, man.
Buzzaloo. We're coming back. If we haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I'm J. Michael McCoy, and my partner's Rooster, and we love our jobs, and we couldn't do it without you right here in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and I'll tell you, every day we love doing what we do. Rooster and I get up early in the morning. It's kind of hard not to get up early with a rooster. We look at what's going on all the way across the heart of America. What are the passionate stories that you care about? What are the news items that grind your teeth? What are the stories that reach in and grab you by the heartstrings and make you feel what it is to be an American? Well, if today's show is something you enjoy listening to, we have all of our previous shows on podcast, both visually and auditorily, available for you at MaxWorldLive.com. So feel free, go back and listen to another one of our old shows. Listen to something we did on a previous subject. But most importantly, feel the passion. Get fired up. Get in there and get involved in what's going on in this great country of ours and in the heart of America. And if you love this show, you can hear every one of them. It's MaxWorldLive.com starring Rooster McRoberts. All of our shows are previously podcast and available to you. And if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I love my job and I couldn't do it without you. Right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at fastsigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to FastSigns.com to find the location nearest you.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
Internet Talk Radio. Planet Earth, this is TalkZone.com.
Got an opinion of your own? You don't like what we're saying? Well, bring it on!
You ain't too big for me to give you a licking!
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. 17 minutes past the hour. Good morning. We are live in MaxWorldLive.com. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
I would imagine that when you hear that little promo that you're not too big for me to give you a licking, that you said that to your girls after they were probably 12 or 13 enough times.
I said it to them after they turned 21.
That you're not too... I used to tell my daughter, Samantha, because she was the only problem child, that I don't care whether you're 4, 14, 24, 44, or 104, I'm still your father. And then I used the famous Bill Cosby line. I brought you into this world, and I can take you out.
Brought you into this world, I can take you out. That's exactly right. That's my theory.
We appreciate you listening this afternoon. We've got a contest that we just started last week, and we haven't talked about it a lot.
We should.
And that is that when you sign up for our VIP club, which has a lot of benefits and doesn't cost any money, and I want to emphasize that doesn't cost a lot of money, only because that's like rubbing salt in the wound over here on Rooster, because he thought we ought to charge for it.
It is a special thing to be a part of the VIP club. They're going to get a phone call from me every week just to have chat time with the old rooster.
Oh God, that itself is worth its weight in gold.
And I was playing, you know, maybe drinks and dinner someplace, you know, out on the town. And I mean,
what about the guy who lives in Reno? What are you going to fly to Reno?
I'm a celebrity.
God,
I'm a celebrity. I'm going to fly out there.
It's officially gone to his head.
We're going to walk down the streets of Reno.
I'm sitting next to Tom Arnold. That's who I'm sitting next to. Arnold, I'm from Iowa, and I'm a star.
Yeah, yeah, well, anyway.
But the actual value that you get when you join up for the VIP club is we will, starting in July, we will begin to give you daily updates or Twitters. Well, they won't be called a Twitter. They'll be a text or a Twitter, a Facebook, however you receive to find them. What's that other service we're subscribing to? RSS, I think?
Yeah, RSS is what it's called. And, I don't understand half of this stuff, but I do understand the fact that it's a part of the social networking scheme of things. And the old days of, you know, picking up the telephone and calling somebody, it's gone. I mean, if you don't tweet, twit, twat, whatever, I don't know.
Tweep. You're called tweeps.
Okay, tweeps.
Don't say words like that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Or fax. I mean, well, fax, what is a fax anymore?
I don't think they have them.
I think they're gone. If you can't bring it up on your computer and then print it out, then you're just SOL.
But the advantages of the VIP club is in the morning. We'll tell you what we're going to be talking about, so you can do a little preparation. Maybe you can prepare some comments you might want to call in with or chat with or email us with, so you can do that. The other thing is that you are given access to some special pricing and deals from national advertisers as well as local advertisers. For an advertiser or a passion partner, as we like to call them, to be signed up to give gifts or presents or special offers to the VIP club, it has to be at least 50% off or one for one. It can't be this 10% off, you know, all guns this weekend. It's got to be of value.
Hey, 10% off guns is a good deal. I mean, I would go for that.
The third thing, it's a crappy deal. The Walmart does that. The third thing that we're going to do is we're going to have drawings out of the people in the VIP club, and we're going to give away these really cool internet radios. And if you want to learn about them, I wrote a blog about them on the website.
Yes, you do.
And do we have an ad up there yet for it?
No, we do not have an ad up. It's in the works. It's in the blog. It's in the works. I have to tell you, can I interject something here? You don't realize this. Much like I didn't realize all the technical mumbo jumbo and crap that goes on in getting the studio here set up. I mean, I realize it by the fact that every morning when I come in here, I get my legs tied up with 10,000 cables underneath this. See, it looks all nice where everybody else has seen it from the camera, but underneath here, I mean, it's like the iceberg. I mean, it's huge underneath with all the crap that
yes,
we've got
is.
Here. But speaking about the website, which has really been my baby.
What
okay?
the hell? How did you get into your feet and underneath the counter?
Look at it here. You've given me like 2 inches.
I think it's funny. When you're so little, when you sit on the stool, your feet
did
don't
you
even
call
touch
me,
the ground.
Well, he's such an ass.
All right.
Anyway, what I was going to say is the website, well, you just don't give me enough time. You interrupt me all the time. The website itself is ever progressing, ever increasing in size. And every time I turn around, I've got three or four other things. And so, like, last night it was 12:35, this morning, actually. And I'm emailing Mandy Lynn going, okay, we need this, this, and this. And she emails me back. Rooster, go to bed. I'm sick of talking to you. I'm working. I got it handled. But I'm a control freak. I want to make sure that all this stuff is taken
care
of.
You notice how she hasn't answered your phone calls this morning.
Yeah, she hasn't. And that's really beginning to...
I think that's great. Mandy Lynn, I hope you're sleeping soundly. Anyway, there are these really cool internet radios, and they're like a Bose radio. And they sit on your desktop, and they're stereo, and you go to your computer and you program the stations you want to listen to, and then you get a thumb drive and stick it in there and program your radio. And it also has an FM band, and
correct.
You can play your iPod on it.
That's absolutely correct.
And they're $200, $199 a piece, plus programming and delivered. I suppose they're $250 by the time they're all set up.
Absolutely.
And we're going to give one of those away, and we're going to try to give one away every week, you know, a couple times a month. We'll see how many new entries we get in the VIP club. My goal is that every one of you somehow get one. So sign up for the VIP club. That's on our website at maxworldlive.com. Sign up for the VIP club. And if anything, just get to know us. Radio, in my humble opinion, is no longer this thing that's arm distance, okay? It's no longer something that is mysterious and sits far, far away, and it's this magical thing. It is something you can see, you can touch, you can communicate in real time. And I've got a buddy of mine, and I don't think I've ever met Brad, but I consider him a good, you know, a great listener of mine. Lives in Carroll, Iowa, which is 2 hours northeast of here, northwest of here.
Roughly.
And he listens during the day and helps me. He just told me that he doesn't like the name Passion Partners because it sounds like something off the BDSM shows. And I said they are passionate about local great local talk radio. Get your head out of the gutter, Brad.
Brad, the Rooster is going to agree with you because Mac obviously has some issues with sex-related shows.
No, it's...
And the fact is that this kind of behavior leads to criminal behavior.
Oh, that's not...
And no decent human being, and I hope you people out there that have been on the show are listening in, please, because I tell it to their face this way. They're sick, twisted freaks of nature. But they're sick suckers, and bottom line, what did he do here? He's overcompensated. Yeah, he may be, Brad. Okay, you know what? I think he is.
See, here's the deal.
I think he is. Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm a natural man. Okay, I'm not afraid of talking about sex or my sexuality.
Yeah.
I don't mind walking around my house with no clothes on. In fact, we built it so if we choose to do that, the neighbors can't see.
That's fine.
I don't mind talking about the personal relationships that my wife and I have in our 50s.
I don't want to hear about your personal relationship.
I will be willing to bet you that my wife's and my passionate life, our love life, is better than most couples after a year worth of marriage.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. But, Mac, I don't want to know about you and Mrs. Mac doing it. Okay?
I want to know about you and Mrs. McRoberts.
You will not, because I'm a gentleman.
Oh, I see.
So you will not know about
that
particular perspective.
You think talking as a man about how to be satisfied and satisfy the woman you've given yourself to is a taboo subject. That shouldn't be talked about publicly.
Not when it relates to my personal life.
How else are you going to relate it? You don't have a hooker on the side, do you?
No.
Well, then you got to talk about your personal life.
I am not going to demean or bring my life down to that level.
Now, everybody has sex.
Thanks, Grinnell, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. See, all the normal people out there are going to go, I wouldn't do that to my wife.
Well, what do you mean do it to you? I would not say anything that would embarrass my wife.
If you're even going over the bridge to the other side and talking about it anyway. And the other thing is, hold on a second. Here's the other deal.
Nuns do have sex, Brad. They just don't talk about it.
No, they don't.
Go ahead.
Well, they're not supposed to anyway. But that's according to their whatever the heck they do. But here's the thing. You don't talk about personal issues like that. And when you bring in these BDSM people, okay, the sick, twisted freaks
that
we're
talking about. I'm not bringing them back in for a while. I promised you that. Can't handle it. You're such a wussy.
No, and I told you, if you bring them back in, if any of them say that they're going to be off camera, I'm grabbing a camera immediately, and I'm going to record their ass. Period, the end. And that way they go on there, because if they don't have the guts to be on air...
Let me tell you something.
They shouldn't even be in here.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
If two men, or a man and a woman, I don't care, but a man's got to be involved in the conversation. If we can have a conversation about sex and pleasing each other, without it being some dirty-minded show like you want to turn it into, there'd be a lot of happier men, happier women, and happier marriages out there. But guys don't want to talk about it because they think it's icky. Guys don't want to talk about it because they think it's not macho to talk about their sentiment side or their touch side.
Okay, no.
It's crap. It's baloney.
You know what?
It's baloney.
You're a metrosexual, dude.
I'm whatever you want to call me.
Okay.
I'm not concerned about how you want
you're
to
right,
label
Grinnell,
me.
You're right, Grinnell, man. It belongs in the bedroom, not on the show. Absolutely
okay,
correct.
Fine, you're
thank
all
you.
A bunch of lightweights.
No, we're not.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we said we were going to talk about gun control when we come back. It's interesting that the president, and I don't want to talk about Obama. I want to talk about whoever's sitting in the office of the presidency. Their protectors, Secret Service, whatever they're called, can carry weapons that you and I can't.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Well, you know.
Should it be that way? Should you carry the same gun as the guy protecting Obama? Should you have the same gun in your house that protects your wife, that protects our president? Gun control's the issue. We'll talk about it when we come back next, live. If we haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. Rooster and I, we love our jobs, and we couldn't do it without you, the listener. So thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
God, family, and America. And in that order. Yep, that's about right. Rooster is pretty old-fashioned when it comes to those things. God-fearing, with lots of questions about religion. He loves his family, his wife, two daughters, and three grandkids. Hopefully more to come, says Rooster. And truly an American patriot. A gun-toting, Harley-riding, take-no-crap-from-anybody kind of guy. That's a teddy bear deep inside. Rooster was born in Nashville, Tennessee. His mom and his pop come from the coal mining towns of southern Indiana and eastern Kentucky, where hard work, honesty, and respect, and the law, that's what shows what a man really is. When Rooster and Mac are on the airwaves, don't worry, you'll always know where Rooster stands on any issue. Unlike that wishy-washy, latte-drinking, tree-hugging, sell-your-country-down-the-river liberals that he can't stand. So when you want to hear a real American, make sure you listen every single day to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And by the way, if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Doug here, the Max World Live Tech Angel. Whether you're 8 or 80, I bet you look for information online first, right? You need to start marketing online. Create Wow Media works with companies to accelerate their online success by compressing the learning curve. You don't have time to learn the nuts and bolts of technology, but don't worry. Focus on what you're good at, and we'll do the same. Let Create Wow Media provide you the platform that engages potential clients and tells your story. CreateWowMedia.com.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem."
"That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
Right, are we ready?
Yeah!
The real reason for the invention of the internet. TalkZone.com.
You know, opinions are like, well, you know, everybody's got one.
What did you just call me?
But I want to hear yours.
You talking to me?
Phone lines are open. 1-888. Go for it. It's MaxWorldLive.com. 27 minutes before the top of the hour, live in MaxWorldLive.com. Good morning. We are here in a wet and soggy central Iowa, and most of the nation is either coming into or coming out of rain. I think it's really good, though. We haven't had any tornadoes or anything, although we're kind of walking into Tornado Alley here pretty soon.
Tornado season's walking down the street, coming
then,
right here.
And isn't hurricane season? Yeah, hurricane season's the same way, because I heard last week they named the first... They named the first hurricane, so...
The season is beginning.
Season has begun. We are live here at MaxWorldLive.com. If you're listening to us on TalkZone.com, thank you very much. It's a wonderful place for you to experience your own life as a radio talk show host. Contact them at TalkZone.com, and they will tell you how you can do this. It's not difficult. You just have to be passionate. You can also go to MaxWorldLive.com. That's MacsWorldLive, MaxWorldLive.com. And you also see a visual component of our radio program. And we are advancing literally every day as time goes on. We now have, I've figured out how to do the split screen. So you can see both of us at one time on different cameras rather than using this camera shot, which is what we've been doing for some time, which is that kind of above, and I'm glad you wear a hat because the shine off the top of your head would just be terrible.
Well, and because I wax the top of my head so that it looks really
How often
really
do
good.
You have to shave that?
I should shave it every day, but sometimes I don't.
And how do you put shaving cream on it and then take a blade?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, see, that freaks me out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were talking about sex a minute ago, and I don't want to get back into that.
Please don't. But, okay.
But one of the things that my wife really enjoys me doing for her is shaving her legs. And that freaks me out. Yeah, it does. It just makes me shake. See, I feel the same way, but I do it anyway.
No, that really wasn't the problem of doing it. It was the problem that you told me that you do it. That's the issue. Here we go again. I mean, Grinnell, man, here we go again.
That's not in the bedroom. Shaving my wife's legs not in the bedroom. How about rubbing her feet?
Yeah, okay, maybe I can handle that.
Back rubs?
to a certain extent.
You are so... I feel sorry for Mrs. McRoberts.
Did you ever let her
go to a spa where she gets the full body treatment and everything?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
Yes, I do.
Is the guy there named Pedro? You better be careful.
No.
Pedro may be cute.
No, Pedro. We send all the Pedros back around my house.
I see. All right.
They go home.
One of the big topics of conversation during the Obama administration is going to be gun control. Anytime a liberal gets in the White House, gets in office, takes control over what's going on in Washington, the subject of gun control obviously starts coming up. And the interesting, and you're very passionate about this.
Yeah, I am. Absolutely. Here's the bottom line. This country was built on the right to bear arms. It's a constitutional right. Bottom line, before the break, Mac, you had brought up and said, you know, all of these people are protecting Obama. All these people are protecting this person. On his inauguration day, Mr. Obama was protected by over 11,500 soldiers, over 4,000 police officers, and they all had body armor. They all had automatic weapons. But my question is this. Where were the people assigned to protect your family, Mac, and my family? They weren't there.
That's called the police department. That's called the local sheriff's department.
Let's analyze that a little bit. Police departments are really, I mean, when have you ever had somebody in the middle of the rape and the cop was right outside to stop the rape or the shooting?
Well,
the reality is police officers react to a crime after it's been committed. Not before, but after. Now, at 3,700 feet per second, I'm thinking a .357 Magnum has a much better response time. Would you not agree?
Well,
I mean, here's the truth. But let's talk to the experts. Can we do that on gun control? Here are the experts that'll tell us that gun control works. Let me give you some names, Mac, and you tell me if these are familiar to you.
People that think gun control works?
That's exactly right.
People who have
implemented gun control.
Okay.
Exactly.
Can you define what gun control means, though?
Well, taking guns away from the people,
okay,
and keeping them in the hands of, they would say, some of these would say military police, and maybe police. Adolf Hitler enacted gun control.
Hold on. Is it taking away all guns or limiting the guns that we should have? Because this is where you and I might differ. I don't think that you ought to be able to have a machine gun.
Why?
In your house.
Why?
Why do you need it?
Why don't I need it?
Well, what do you need to rapid fire bullets at?
First question. Why don't I need it? See, you can't give it. The right to bear arms does not define the type of firearm it is, number one. Point number two, Thomas Jefferson made the statement that if we allow ourselves to have our guns taken, we have guns for the purpose of protecting ourselves from a government that goes out of control.
All right.
Okay? The second part of it is the Constitution gives us that right. That says, look, we have the right to bear arms because we are a standing army. If we're ever attacked here on our own coast, we should have the ability to protect ourselves. It's called an act of preparedness. And even more important is, after 9/11, if anybody's out there going that they shouldn't have a gun in their house, they're nuts. But here, let me go back to the experts, okay? Let's talk to the experts. Adolf Hitler enacted gun control. Fidel Castro enacted gun control. What about Mr. Gaddafi?
Well, but don't we have gun control here?
No, they took the guns away, and that's the direction that our government is going, is to take the guns out of my hands.
But that'll never happen.
Well, you know, it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder. Free people own guns, Mac. Slaves don't. So if the government is trying
Whoa, back up. Say that again.
Free people own guns. Slaves don't. Think about that statement just a little bit.
All right, let me ask you another question. Because you and I are only about what, 5 degrees different on this?
Probably only 5 degrees.
Not
yeah.
very much.
A little bit, but not much.
I'm a staunch believer in the Second Amendment. Is it the Second Amendment?
Yes, Second Amendment. Second Amendment rights, yes.
So, strong believer in that. But do I need to have a cannon in my backyard? Do I need to have a what do they call it, a turret gun?
A turret gun?
I mean, why can't I have that?
Yeah, Tucker turrets, yeah.
Should there be, so because what you're telling me is there should be no gun control. Anybody
can own anything. No. What I am trying to say is this, is taking away the rights of an individual in the United States to have and bear arms is basic, flies in the face of our Constitution. Having guns in our society, and Beat Canvas came up here, and I'm glad he did it, guns make for a civil society, and that's true. And I'm not talking about going back to the Old West.
I think Beat Campus is a girl.
No, he isn't. I know who he is.
Oh, okay.
And he thinks about guns just like I do. It creates a civil society. Now, there has to be some guidelines to that, okay? And I understand those things. There needs to be some guidelines. I've been to plenty of gun shows across the United States, and I'll be perfectly honest with you. I sit back and look at some of the people that have bought guns and are buying guns, and I go, man, I don't know. Maybe they shouldn't have them. But you can't take that away from them because that's their right. Do you know who Yamamoto was? Do you remember who Mr. Yamamoto was?
Well, isn't that the guy that led the Japanese army over
yeah, World
here
War
to
II.
Bomb
World War II.
Pearl
World
Harbor?
II. Okay. World War II. He made a statement that he would never invade the United States. There would be a gun behind every blade of grass. And quite frankly, that's the reason they decided not to invade America, because they knew most Americans were armed. So the bottom line is it a deterrent for some people? Yeah, I think it's a deterrent to a certain extent.
All right. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about the 5% that you and I are different.
Okay.
Because we're preaching to the choir here, and quite frankly, I think everybody in our audience thinks that the same way we do, that we have the right to bear arms. We have the right to own a gun, should we choose to.
Yeah, that's good. I hope they do think that way.
I think the question now becomes that 5% difference between you and I, and what does that weapon mean? What kind of gun, and how do we expect our government to legislate that?
Okay, we'll do that, and then I've got a story to tell about something that happened last week. Perfect.
Starring Rooster McRoberts, I'm J. Michael McCoy, and we thank you for listening. This is MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, and I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In Max World, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, but I couldn't do it without you, here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, it's Doug, the Max World Live Tech Angel. If you feel invisible online, don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10,000 on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create Wow Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
Hey, Doctor 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. Call the fashion police. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, or your cup runneth over face reality, here's the right prescription for every woman.
Essential Bodywear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent Essential Bodywear Representatives.
It's bad enough when you have one company bugging you about the money you owe them.
I want my money.
But when they all start coming at you at the same time.
I want my money.
Me too.
I need payment by midnight tonight.
Don't press the panic button. Press the help button.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates with Consumer Credit of Des Moines. We can make those bill collectors all go away, at the same time helping you get out of debt. We've already helped over 100,000 people, and we can help you too. So when the bill collectors start ganging up on you, we'll send them packing.
If too many people are trying to help you solve your credit card debt problems, choose the one that will serve you best. Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Consumer Credit of Des Moines is Iowa's largest credit counseling agency with 7 offices throughout the state. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
You found the best place for quality internet talk. Around the clock and around the world. TalkZone.com.
Prepare to be dazzled.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Feels like my eyes have been blown wide open.
MaxWorldLive.com.
Good morning. It's 13 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, 13 minutes before the top of the hour, wherever you are. And if you're listening on TalkZone.com, we thank you for listening. It is the world's largest platform for internet radio. And if you want to see the visual component to our show, and it's not exciting. We don't put a TV show on here. But we also, I spent 32 years in this business, and the mystery of radio is important. But I think that's an element of radio that needs to grow up and move on. I think now you ought to know who your hosts are, and you ought to know what they look like, and you ought to know what their passions are, and you ought to take the time to talk to them personally and chat with them and email them and have them on Facebook and, you know, things like that. So we've got a visual component. We have 4 cameras. I'll show you what they are real quick. This camera out here allows you to see the front of the house. There's my handyman Dave out there playing with Sinatra. This is a place called Miss Kitty's, and it operates Wednesday through Saturday night as a country dance club in central Iowa. Been around 11 years, kind of an institution, a tourist place.
A tourist attraction?
Yeah, a lot of people will come to Des Moines, and they'll come to Kitty's and walk around and meet some of the people that are here. We have some amazing dance lessons on Wednesday and Thursday night, free dance lessons to learn how to country dance. And then on Friday night, from about 6 to 9, they all come out and show off their dancing, and it's pretty special.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have close-up cameras for both Rooster and I. And then we
it's
have
much
this.
Better on me, obviously, but that's
yeah,
all right.
It's because you're a narcissist. And then we have the upper view, and my favorite one is one I just figured out the other day. I can't believe I figured this out. And that is the side-by-side view, so you can see it both at one time. And then, of course, I always like to, you know, play the pictures of Rooster's home grown videos that he takes. This is him in his backyard, and he's trying to, you know, gather some flowers for Mrs. McRoberts.
Thanks, Max. That's all right.
I knew you'd enjoy that.
Yeah, thanks.
And here is one of my favorites right here. This is the Rooster's Nest, and him and his wife, they're kind of, what do you call them? I guess they're kind of swingers.
Because we are not. Now, quit perpetuating a lie. Well, we're not swingers.
Well, but you have, four people in your nest, in the Rooster's Nest.
No, we had friends over for drinks and dinner.
I see, and you do that in bed. I see, I like that. Okay.
That's the house, man. The Rooster's Nest is the house. What's the matter with you?
And
for
here, of course, is the famous Rooster Grill. This is a Harley Davidson that goes down the road with a grill on it, and it is amazing. It is something else. So
if you see a big ass gun coming up behind you on Interstate 35 or 80, you'll know it's me. It's the Rooster. Well, let's talk about guns again.
All right, let's talk about guns. Let me finish. And you can so another thing you can do if you come to MaxWorldLive.com is you can join our chat. And we do that right there at MaxWorldLive.com, and we appreciate you doing that. We got some people on, Somebody, we're talking about guns a little bit. Somebody says Mac drinks his water out of a stainless steel drink mixing vessel. Yes, I do, and I always have. And that same person that comes back and then says, I don't think anyone has the right to own a gun. And Beat Cambridge said, why? And haven't got an answer on that
because
yet,
they don't have a good answer.
I said I don't think that it's right.
Very good. Well said. And very I apologize said, yeah. for my statement.
That's right.
Thank you. I understand what they're saying. However, I'm probably going to take a little difference of opinion. We do have inalienable rights in this country. The Constitution allows those inalienable rights. And one of those rights happens to be the ability to protect ourselves. But you're talking about this 3 to 5 degrees of separation, Mac. What do you mean by that? We're close. What you're talking about is what type of gun somebody should be able to keep.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the biggest areas of concern is assault weapons. Okay. Military style semi-automatic firearms. That's what you're talking about, right?
Can you help me with something? Talk to me like I'm a 6-year-old for just a second. What's the difference between semi-automatic and automatic?
Semi-automatic is one bullet is fired for each pull of the trigger. As fast as you can pull that trigger, that's the speed.
Okay? And an automatic is you pull it once
and it unloads.
Okay.
It unloads.
That's what I thought.
Okay. And they're no more powerful than any other semi-automatic weapons, by the way. You know, a bullet fired from a semi-automatic weapon is no more powerful than one of the same caliber fired from a corresponding non-semi-automatic handgun, rifle, or shotgun. In fact, Most assault weapons are less powerful than hunting rifles. I don't know if you realize that. No. For example, an AR-15, which is you can buy an AR-15.
Don't talk above my head.
It's the Ford Pinto. I don't mean it's an AR-15, which is a semi-automatic version of the military's rifle M16.
Okay.
Okay.
Is a semi or an automatic?
It is a semi-automatic version of the military's M16.
Okay. All right.
Is a .223 caliber, small, that's the size of the bullet, rifle. Rifles of that caliber often forbidden from being used to hunt deer because this small caliber, what happens, it just likely would wound the animal, allow the animal to crawl off, escape, and die a slow death. Then the more powerful .24 or .30 caliber bullets normally used in deer huntings. Okay, an example, restrictions are in different states as far as that goes. So a larger caliber is better because it's an instant kill and you don't, from a deer standpoint or an animal standpoint. Now, assault weapons are weapons of choice among, are not the weapons of choice among drug dealers. Everybody think, well, we've got all the drug dealers got them. That's not what they're going to use. Gang members or criminals in general, they don't want those. They don't want assault rifles, okay? Frankly, the numbers...
What do they want?
I'll get
Handguns?
To that.
Handguns?
Yeah. Here's assault weapons are used in about 1/5 of 1%, 0.20% of all violent crimes, and about 1% in gun crimes.
But hold on, stop. You're just rolling out a bunch of damn NRA statistics. Let's get down to brass tacks here.
Sure.
If you had your way, the Second Amendment would say that I can own any weapon I want. So I could have a turret gun in my backyard. I could have a cannon if I wanted. I could have a... Why can't I have a nuclear weapon? Why can't I have a bomb?
Yeah.
Why can't I?
Yeah.
I mean, my son-in-law, he's a hell of a fisherman. I would imagine it'd be a hell of a lot easier if he could just throw a grenade in the middle of the lake and the fish would all pop up and come home and we'd have a fish fry. Now, I know I'm coming to an extreme, but I need you to define for me what type of weapon is acceptable under the Second Amendment and what isn't. And who makes that decision? I'm not a hunter. I'm glad you hunt. I'm okay. I eat meat. I eat chicken. I eat lamb. I had a delicious... venison a couple weeks ago, so I'm not against it. I personally can't kill it. Now, if that makes me some type of hypocrite because eat it and not kill it...
No, I don't think so.
I cannot kill another animal. I just can't do it. So, blah, 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 and this gun doesn't kill the deer, but this gun does, and blah, blah. What's the difference?
I think, and not everybody's going to agree on this, obviously. Even those that advocate the Second Amendment and advocate the fact that you should be able to, the right to bear arms. Okay, we probably would need to go back to the very beginning or the definition of why we were allowed to have a gun in the first place. And it was obviously for feeding our families.
That sport.
Feeding
our family or defense.
But in defense.
And BCAM has just come in and said that's why nuclear weapons wouldn't work, because that's not a defensive weapon. And I agree with that. And that was a stupid... I understand asking for a nuclear weapon was stupid. I understand that. But the point is, weapon, gun control, gun right, where do you draw the line?
You know, I think the line has to be drawn in the way that individuals are taught how to handle guns. I mean, I was raised on how to handle a gun and how to use a gun. And then also I went through classes that taught me how to use a gun. They don't have a class on nuclear weaponry, okay, or cannon firing. And I guess maybe...
Well, maybe we should have a class. Yeah, why not?
Well,
come on, don't... That's a lousy excuse.
There's not
a lesson out there on how to use a turret. Hell, I'll put one together. You give me a turret gun on the back of my house in Clive, I'll put a turret up there.
You know, frankly,
I'll give a lesson.
Frankly, if I could have one, I probably would, for that matter.
Why can't we? Where do you draw the line on gun control?
I think you have to define gun control as a weapon that's used to effectively protect yourself. Now, obviously, you go with a cannon. Yeah, that'll protect yourself. But
a turret gun. I've got three people who are attacking my house. I can either have a little 9mm handgun, and I'm a lousy shot, or I can have an automatic turret gun, and boom, 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 they're gone. Why not?
Well... You know,
I mean, if you want me to effectively defend my home, give me a turret gun. Don't give me a 9mm handgun.
I think what probably... Can I finish one statement here?
Sure, as you're not pontificating.
Well, I won't pontificate.
All right, I'm listening. You only got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Thanks for giving me plenty of time.
Two and a half minutes. I'm counting quick.
Here's the bottom line of the gun control issue. We all have the right to bear arms according to the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment never defined, even in a day when they had cannons... Okay, can I have a cannon in my front yard? Can I have grenades or anything like that? They had cannons back in those days. Guns were designed for individuals to be able to handle them personally, personal weapons of protection, and to hunt with and gather game and feed the family. Do I think that people should be able to have cannons in their front yards? No, I mean, that's just not even practical. However, there are states that do actually... Hold on a second. There are states that actually do allow individuals to have them, and they have gun meets and that type of thing, and they're used primarily just for the fun of seeing them shoot off and that type of situation. The fact really boils down to this. How much should government interact in telling me what I can and can't do? What are my real rights?
We've lost
The real bottom line is the rights.
We've lost that.
You say that we've lost that in this country?
We have. My 8.5-year-old grandson, no, my 9-year-old grandson, he'll be 9 this month, can't sit in the front seat. He's bigger than most kids in his grade. Can't sit in the front seat of my car because the government says he's not big enough. The school board has a code of conduct that says if I want to take my 17-year-old daughter to Mexico where it's legal for her to drink and give her a margarita... Well, if she's involved in any extracurricular activity in the Des Moines public schools or most public schools across the country, she can get kicked out of school. The government says that I can and can't eat this, spray that, smoke this, ingest that, and they don't even allow my customers to smoke inside of a bar anymore to fear that somebody might yell and scream and go, that's against my civil rights. So you don't think we're a government that's coming down to... You're going to be like a NASCAR. You gun owners are going to be like NASCAR owners. Here's the template. You can have this gun, and that's it. You can have a small caliber handgun and a small caliber rifle and a double barrel shotgun, and that's it. That's your defense. That's your sport, and that's your food.
Well, if it gets down to that point, then we've lost the entire war here, and we are no longer Americans that have freedoms. That's really where we get to.
Should we have automatic weapons?
I think if one person wants to have one, why not? I can pull the trigger on my SIG 226 about as fast as a semi-automatic gun.
I don't know what a SIG 2639 UFDR condom is.
I can pull the trigger just about as fast as a fully automatic.
Because I don't care. I mean, I really don't care. I just think you gun people ought to focus in on the real essence of the Second Amendment and tell them that we cannot begin to individualize what gun we can have and what gun we can't.
All right.
If I want a turret, I get a turret. If I want a cannon, I get a cannon. It ought to be that way. Gun rights are gun rights.
I understand that. I understand that. But I want our listeners to hear the fact that if you want to have a gun, you should have a gun to protect your family. If you want to hunt, you should be able to have a shotgun. And you're right. The government should not step in and start defining every little tidbit of this. Seriously, we can look at, and you said I couldn't go back to statistics, so I won't, okay? But if I went back to statistics, in the days when individuals could even wear guns on their hip, okay, and you could see them, there were less individuals really going to be excited about breaking into your house. And you know, from my perspective, one of the greatest deterrents of stopping a burglar from coming into your home, let them hear the shucking of a 12-gauge shell in a shotgun.
I'm with you.
Okay, let them hear that. I was going to go on that story. You're going to go that
Texas
story?
No, this.
It's Oklahoma.
Here's what we need to do. We're top of the hour. We need to take a break.
Okay.
Is Scott here for the whole hour?
Yeah, he's here for the whole
hour. Okay, so can we just take 15 minutes in the next segment and talk about gun control a little bit? Because this story from Texas is kind of the essence of what we're talking about.
Yeah. It's actually Oklahoma.
I'm sorry. And we're talking about gun control today. Love the chat that's coming down the line. Love the emails you can get. Go to maxworldlive.com. Give us any comments you need. We'll continue this conversation and debate on gun control because I want to really know, why can't I have a turret in my backyard? And if I can't have a turret and I can't have an automatic weapon, then why in God's name can the government have it? I mean, I'm serious. Aren't you? We'll talk about it next, live. In Max World, on MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio, but I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, mac@mccoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Your paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Pure Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at fastsigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to fastsigns.com to find the location nearest you.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.